Welcome, dear listener, to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. This podcast is produced for the sole purpose of celebrating the immense talent that was heard for over 30 years that many refer to as the golden age of radio, when a radio was the only form of immediate mass media available to the American consumer. My name is John Lovering, and I thank you for listening. Listening to what, you might ask? Well, good question. On this track, we continue with the story of the ups and downs of being newlyweds in the average American household in the 1940s. Yes, it's the series known as Claudia, which was acclaimed by many critics as a thoughtful, loving, and gentle soap opera that was the kind of show radio did so well, a small cast telling small stories. On this track, you'll hear two 15-minute episodes edited back-to-back. The first episode is entitled Night at the Opera, broadcast on November 20th, 1947, and the second episode, broadcast the next night, November 21st, is entitled Unavailable Apartment. So here is Catherine Bard and Paul Crabtree starring as Claudia and David Norton, with Claudia's mother, Mrs. Brown, played by Peggy Allenby. The announcer is Joe King, and the sponsor is the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Claudia on Heirloom Radio, and thank you for listening.
Your Coca-Cola bottler presents Claudia. Claudia, based on the original stories by Rose Franken, brought to you, transcribed Monday through Friday, by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. Relax, and while you're listening, refresh yourself. Have a Coke. And now, Claudia.
La 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 la. Oh, you try to do a simple thing like washing your hair and it's interruption. Oh, wait a minute. Hold your horses. Can't you see I'm coming as fast as I can? Hello. Who is it? Oh, well, why didn't you say it was you, Mama? What do you think I was doing? I'm washing my hair. Look. All right, Mama, but I'm standing here dribbling all over the place. I never knew going to the opera could be so complicated. What? Sure, I'm going to use my gold evening bag. Of course, I know where it is. Oh, I never brought it over from your place when we moved, but what do you know? You sure? Now, don't be fresh, Mama. And you're sure you're passing this way and you won't mind? Thanks, Mama. You're an angel. Goodbye. Oh, I'm coming. No rest for the wicked. Ah, Mrs. Norton, I disturb you, no?
Ah, Bertha, you disturb me, yes.
Come in. You're washing your hair, yes?
I'm washing my hair, no. I mean, I'm trying to wash my hair.
I fixed the hem of your dress and pressed it nice.
Say.
Also the little piece around the shoulder you didn't see.
Oh, Bertha, thank you. I don't know what I'd do without you. When I do a hem, it just doesn't do.
You go on and finish washing your hair. I hang your dress up.
Thanks so much.
So beautiful tonight at the opera. They are playing Tristan. Such a beautiful opera.
I'll look like a wet bird dog if I don't get my hair done. You and Fritz like the opera?
Fritz and I, we love the opera. In the old country, we used to go. Here, we've been only twice. I can do nothing more for you, Mrs. Norton.
Nothing, Bertha. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Goodbye, Mrs. Norton.
Goodbye. Oh, get out from under my feet, you kitten. You're the nosiest little kitten I ever saw in my life. Now the dumb waiter. Bertha! Oh, she must have gone. Oh, why don't people who ring bells give a person time to answer them? What is it?
Did your dumb waiter bell ring, Mrs. Norton?
Yes, Bertha, it did.
That's good. The bears have been out of order. I've been repairing them.
Oh, that's not good. There haven't been any bells out of order in my apartment.
What's that, Mrs. Norton?
Nothing, Fritz. I just said thank you. Oh, this can't keep on happening to me. It's a conspiracy. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Hold your horses, whoever you are. You be quiet, too, kitten. Oh, did I step on you, Shakespeare? Well, you will get under my feet. Hey, listen, now you're not killed. I hardly touched you, sissy. I am coming. Who is it?
It's me. Who do you think it is?
Oh, it could be anybody. You would have to play jokes at a time like this.
At a time like what? You've got suds in your hair.
I've got suds in my hair.
You look like a wet spaniel.
I am a mad spaniel.
What are you doing? Washing your hair?
You see me with my head full of suds and you ask me what I'm doing. I just retrieved a duck or whatever it is a spaniel retrieves. Yes, I was washing my hair or trying to.
That's what it looked like. But you washed your hair night before last, remember?
I remember, but we're going to the opera tonight, so I washed my hair this afternoon, or rather tried to. Hello, darling.
Hey, you're getting me soused. You ought to dry yourself before you go around kissing people.
I'm not going around kissing people. I'm very particular about the people I kiss.
Apparently, you save your nautical displays for me.
Yep, come on in. I'll let you pour water over my head and rinse the back of my neck.
Well, that's a privilege.
You can answer the doorbell, too. Say, why'd you ring to get in?
For the same reason anybody rings a bell, to get in.
But you have a key.
Sure, I have a key, only I didn't have it with me.
Oh, careless. Now pour, and pour carefully so it doesn't go down my neck now.
What do I pour it with?
With a glass. Oh, the top.
My mistake, sorry.
Oh, the cold.
Maybe I'm not doing this to your satisfaction.
You are not.
Say, do you have a complex or something about washing your hair?
What?
Every time anything important happens to you, you wash your hair.
Of course.
But you washed your hair night before last.
But this is tonight. We're going to the opera tonight.
Don't most women go to beauty parlors?
Not me. It takes hours, and I don't like sitting under a dryer either. Ah, now you answer it. Who is it?
I don't know. I haven't got there yet. Well, hello. Come on in.
Who is it?
Just an old friend of mine.
Oh, it's you, Mama. You look like a drowned rat. My husband was more complimentary. He called me a wet spaniel. Did you bring my evening bag?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, what would I do without you?
You'd do without your evening bag.
What's that box on the table? Did you bring that, too?
I did not.
David, you bring me something?
Why would you assume it was for you? Hey, leave my ankle alone, you deluded tiger.
These have nothing to do with me. I just stepped on his tail. This box is for me, isn't it? I didn't see you bring it home.
Your eyes were full of suds.
Take a towel and dry the back of my head.
Be a pleasure. Don't shake. I'll take my shower later.
What is it, candy?
Doesn't look like candy to me.
Isn't perfume either. Perfume's heavy.
How can I dry your hair if you don't stand still?
The string is jammed. Oh, no, it isn't. It's orchids.
Singular, not floral. One orchid.
What a smell, Mama.
Orchids are not for smell.
Exactly, they're for show.
It's darling of you, darling. The orchids.
You don't like it.
It's beautiful, really. It's like an overgrown iris.
You don't sound very pleased.
David, orchids are my least favorite flower. Shouldn't have said that.
You most certainly shouldn't.
I can't believe my ears.
Can I help it if I don't like orchids? Anyway, it isn't a gift. It's a spirit behind it. And I love the spirit behind the orchids.
You don't like orchids. Mm-hmm. Darling, you're marvelous.
I am?
I'm the luckiest man in the world. In a way, you're very lucky that I married you.
Why?
I can think of a number of reasons.
Because as a gold digger, you would starve to death. You don't like orchids or big diamonds.
Oh,
or...
I do, all right. I got you me, remember? That was enough to satisfy the gold digger in me for a lifetime.
Thank you, Isolde.
All right.
And now that your hair is dry, you have a date with Tristan to go to the opera.
How nice.
Pin on your orchid and we'll go out to dinner. I reserved a table. Will you join us, Mother?
I reserved a table, too. We go out to dinner right here. Mommy, you're going to stay and eat with us, too.
I'm going to...
Didn't Roger give you the message? When I got back to the office, he said he had.
I am going to...
Quiet, Mama. Yes, Roger told me.
Well, then,
Then I got to figuring.
Figuring what?
Will you two idiots let me get a word in edgewise?
Will we, David?
I don't know.
If you think I can be railroaded into staying...
Now, don't talk so much, Mama. Turn the light in the oven, Mama. Say, where were you going before we asked you to dinner?
To a movie.
A movie? All alone, you mean? Since without your supper, too.
I'm going to eat a bite later. Look, I am quite competent to run my own life.
A lonely movie, all by yourself. What's playing?
I really didn't notice. Doesn't matter. There's a new Donald Duck.
A new Donald Duck?
What's wrong with Donald Duck, may I ask?
Oh, nothing at all.
Nothing at all. He's a very remarkable duck.
Very remarkable duck, yet... Mama, Aunt Louisa is a very cultured woman, isn't she?
Quite, but I don't see the connection. You mean she would like Donald Duck? No, I don't think so.
No, I guess not. But she likes the opera and things like that, doesn't she?
She has season tickets for the Philharmonic.
Mm-hmm. You like the opera, too, don't you, Mama?
I'm beginning to smell a rat in the woodpile.
You know, we could be sporting and tossed for it. I'll toss you. You call, Claudia.
Heads we go, tails we don't.
In view of my full dress suit hanging in the other room, tails we go would be more appropriate.
All right, tails we go.
Just hold on a minute before you do so much tossing.
There you go.
Oh, it's tails, David.
Virtue survives.
Best 2 out of 3.
All right, do it again. Heads. Well, that's settled.
Keep your bargain. You said 2 out of 3.
You don't have to be stuffy about it.
Oh, fell on the floor.
Doesn't count. Oh, yes, it does. It's heads. Isn't that wonderful? Mom and Aunt Louisa had such a wonderful time.
I'm sorry to disappoint you. Aunt Louisa is attending a meeting about something or other, and Mama is going to the movies, and you are going to the opera.
Well, looks like we're stuck all right.
Yeah.
How long is Donald Duck playing around the corner?
Program changes tomorrow. Oh, this is positively unfair. It's a coercion. It's force. It's a kind of economic slavery. Julie and Hartley don't want to go to the opera, so we have to.
They didn't beg you to take the tickets.
But that was before Donald Duck. David.
What?
Listen, have you got a big soul? And how would you want to do something wonderful for 2 wonderful people?
Yes, darling, I would love to do something wonderful for 2 wonderful people.
Mr. Norton, good evening. Oh, and Mrs. Brown.
Sure, you know, Mama.
Good evening, Bertha.
Bertha, are you and Fritz busy this evening?
Is there something you wanted us for?
Ah, what we were planning to do, we could do some other time.
No, if you were planning something, you go ahead.
Oh, no. It's more important we help you if you need us for something. We were planning no more than to sit and listen to the opera over the radio.
The opera? That's wonderful. How would you and Bertha like to see the opera instead of hearing it?
Operas you hear, not see.
No, I mean go to the opera. Mr. Norton and I have tickets and we just can't use them.
Oh, that's too bad. Fritz, just think, they won't be able to go to the opera. Is it some sickness? I hope not.
No, Bertha, just a very old friend who's in town, and he's going away tomorrow. He may never come back.
It may not be so bad, this or that. Maybe his plans change and he comes back.
He might not, and we can't risk the chance.
But you could exchange the tickets for some other night.
Oh, we thought of that, but it's too late.
And really, they shouldn't go to waste.
We'd like to think of you and Fritz enjoying them.
Well, if it must be...
Fritz, you sound like a funeral. Oh, it's wonderful.
Then hurry and dress. Here's the ticket.
Oh, Fritz has dressed you from Lisa's wedding, and I have a purple dress. Oh, we will tell you all about it tomorrow.
David, you have married a very devious and willful woman.
It would seem that I have.
I like that. Here I am thinking I'm a very unselfish person. Here Mama comes in looking pathetic and lonely. I give up going to a wonderful opera that I was just dying to go to. And David.
What?
You know, I wasted a perfectly good hair wash.
Oh, never mind. Donald Duck will appreciate it just as much as Tristan.
All story material used on this broadcast of Claudia was under the supervision of Rose Franken and William Brown Maloney. Every day, Monday through Friday, Claudia comes to you, transcribed, with the best wishes of your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So listen again tomorrow at the same time. Your Coca-Cola bottler presents Claudia. Claudia, based on the original stories by Rose Franken. Brought to you, transcribed Monday through Friday, by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. And now, Claudia.
Oh, blast it, just when we were settled down. Who do you think it is? I hope it isn't anybody.
You mean you hope it's nobody?
Yes, I guess so. I'm in the middle of a darn.
In that case, why don't you just let it ring? We'll act as if we're out.
That would be dishonest. I'm going.
Now, come back here now. What's dishonest about it? It's our door. Let's let it ring its head off.
It might be opportunity ringing.
Opportunity knocks.
If we don't answer it now, whoever it is will go away.
Good, good.
David, it's like not answering the phone. Only worse because it can't be a wrong number.
Well, force yourself, darling. Teach you some discipline.
I don't want discipline. I just want to know who it is. I'm going.
You are a weak-minded bride.
All right, I'm weak-minded, and I'm proud of it. Nobody there.
Who was it?
Now, you see, they went away. You beast. Now we'll never know.
Good. Come on, sit down. We'll resume our peace and quiet.
You may be able to resume it, but I won't. I'm on pins and needles.
Fine, you can use them on my socks.
You really can forget all about it. That doorbell's going to ring in my head all night.
Put on earmuffs.
Oh, David.
Now, let's see. What page was I on? Here we are. This is a fascinating book on architecture and concrete.
Oh?
I want to get it read by morning.
Oh, David. Are we always going to be happy like this?
We are.
You know, marriage is easy.
You think so?
All you have to do is love the person you're married to.
That's only the first thing and the easiest.
I suppose love is to marriage what the solid foundation of a building is to the rest of it.
Yep, that's it.
But, David, that sounds so much less exciting than it really is.
Oh, I think it's very exciting. Because when it's all built up, you've really got yourself something.
Our house has a terrific foundation, hasn't it?
Colossal, colossal.
Well, come on, Shakespeare. Let's darn some more socks. And don't purr so loud. Mr. Naughton wants to read about cement.
Shh. Oh, quiet again.
David!
Hmm?
The doorbell!
What doorbell?
The front doorbell. Come on, we'll go together.
Come back here. You're imagining things.
What?
No doorbell rang.
But it did.
Must be ringing in your head. You got wheels in your head, like you said it would.
What are you talking about? You mean you really didn't hear it?
I didn't hear a thing, really didn't.
Oh, you're fooling, you good for nothing.
Fooling? Darling, you're fooling me. You really didn't hear the bells, did you?
Of course I did. David, you know you can make a person crazy saying things like that.
Well, I don't have to work very hard there now. I suppose you think you heard that bell.
Oh, you. Come on, Shakespeare, we've had enough discipline. And if it isn't anyone there, it spooks.
There won't be, it spooks.
Why, Fritz, you're the spooks.
Yeah, it is me. Good evening, Mrs. Norton.
Hello, Fritz.
Good evening, Mr. Norton.
Fritz, say, did you come up and ring earlier?
Yeah, I thought you was out.
We weren't, but when we got to the door, you'd gone. Oh, what a relief to know who it was.
I don't think Mrs. Norton would have slept a wink if you hadn't come back, Fritz.
I would not have slept a wink, neither.
Fritz, what is it? Is Bertha all right?
Oh, no, no, Bertha, she is fine.
Oh,
it's wonderful.
Good.
And for a second, I must tell you, we both so enjoyed the opera last
night. Oh, don't thank us, Fritz.
Fritz, you can go in my place any old time.
No. But I have something important to tell you now. I do not disturb you and Mr. Norton at this hour, but it is important.
Oh, come inside, Fritz. We'll sit down in the living room.
No. I tell you, here, it's faster. Mrs. Norton, you would like an apartment of your own, no?
Would we? Our lease here is only for 2 months more, and I haven't found another thing.
Yes, I know. Berta tells me how you would like to have your own furniture and carpets.
Oh, yeah. Where are we going to find it?
I think I find it for you.
David, now I really think I'm hearing things.
Now, I heard that, too. What do you mean, Fritz? You think you found one for us?
Right here on the 12th floor.
The 12th floor?
Yeah, with the sun shining in the bedroom. And we paint it for you because you're a new tenant. And they take with them everything. They leave you only the four walls and the ceiling.
David, pinch me.
Let's not get excited, darling. Let's hear the whole story.
I tell you everything. I am the superintendent, so I hear first they are moving. I hear this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Lee, she tells me her husband, he has gotten sick and they must go away by Monday. She gives me the apartment to rent. She has no time to bother.
See.
I tell Bertha, and Bertha, she tells me to tell you.
But things like this just don't happen,
Not
Chris.
These days, anyway. Does Mrs. Lee have someone to turn the apartment over to?
She does not say so. She only say that I should ask if somebody wants it. She is upstairs now.
You mean we should go right up?
Yeah, tonight. But she asks only one person to come because of her husband.
Of course, yeah.
David?
No, darling, you go.
Me?
Yeah, it is better for Mrs. Norton. You know, another woman. The apartment is 12C.
No, Fritz. Mrs. Norton and I don't know how to thank you for this.
Oh, do not try. We will be glad, Bertha and me, that if you move, you do not move away from this building. Well, I go now and tell Bertha.
We'll call you on the house phone, Fritz, as soon as I get down and tell you what happened.
I will wait for the phone.
You want me to take you up?
I'd love it.
I'll leave the door on the latch. Claudia.
Yep?
We really don't want this apartment, do we?
David, are you crazy?
I mean, we don't really care much, do we?
Oh, no.
No.
We don't care much.
That's
no.
What I thought, because then it doesn't matter much.
As a matter of fact, it doesn't matter at all. Hey, did I say that?
You did. And I want you to remember, darling, we've been perfectly happy on the second floor, haven't we?
Perfectly. Only I have missed the sun shining in the bedroom. And I do hate Mr. Tucker's furniture. All the radiators spit and the faucets leak. And, oh, David, on the 12th floor we'll have an apartment with ceilings and sunshine and nobody's left over furniture.
Nice shopping to you, darling.
Kiss me for luck.
Kiss you for anything you want.
Yes?
Mrs. Lee, Fritz told me to come up.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Norton, come in.
Thank you.
We'll have to be quiet.
Would you rather I came back tomorrow?
No, I'd like to get this settled, but I won't be able to show you either of the bedrooms. My husband is in one, and my little boy is asleep in the other.
You have a little boy? Fritz didn't say that...
He's 7.
I suppose he's terribly excited about going away.
Terribly. He's planning a beautiful mountain holiday, skating and sledding with his father.
Oh...
I haven't the heart to tell him.
7 is such a little boy.
Have you any children?
No, we're just married.
This is a nice apartment for children. One of the rooms faces south.
You mean we really can have it?
I don't care who lives here. We've been taken so by surprise, Of course, there's the matter of rent. We're paid up to...
Mrs. Lee, why don't you let my husband settle it with Fritz? Then you won't have to bother.
Yes. Yes, that's fine. Fritz knows all about it.
We won't have any trouble.
In a way, I'm glad Fritz sent you instead of somebody else. You've a long life ahead of you. This is a happy place to start it. My husband and I were only married 6 months when we moved in.
When you're ready to come back here, Mrs. Lee, will you let us know?
We won't come back. Not here. Don't wait for us. Don't wait for anything, Mrs. Norton. Ever.
I won't. Is there anything I could do to help you? Could I pack or clean?
No,
or...
I'll do it myself. It's better to keep busy.
Well, then I'll go back downstairs and We'll make all the arrangements with Fritz.
I wish I could have shown you around. Would you like to see the kitchen and the living room? They're a little messy, I'm afraid.
I can see enough from here. Feels if I've intruded, as it is.
No. You've been very kind, very considerate. And starting Monday, the place is yours.
Oh, yes. You can count on it. And thank you, Mrs. Lee. Thank you very much. I wish I knew what to say to you about your husband, but I don't. I mean, I know how awful it must be.
Just wish us luck.
I do, with all my heart.
Is that you, dear?
Yes, it's me.
Well, how's the new tenant in 12C?
Fine.
You don't sound fine. What's the matter? Oh, darling, now don't be disappointed. You said yourself things like this don't happen. We've been perfectly happy here. I never really expected
it, It's not that, David. We are the new tenants in 12C. Apartment's ours.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you certainly had me fooled coming back looking as if you'd lost your best friend. It's ours? Ceiling, windows, sunshine, everything?
With a fireplace in the living room.
What's the matter? Isn't it a nice apartment?
I guess so. I didn't see much of it. David, her husband's awfully sick.
Oh. So that's it.
They have to leave for the mountains.
Oh?
I guess it must be his lungs. Oh, David, can things like that happen so suddenly?
Anything can happen. Suddenly.
A week ago, she never dreamt. And today... Oh, David, I'm not sure I want the apartment now. Somehow it doesn't seem fair.
I know what you mean.
She has a little boy. She's not much older than we are, and yet she's so wonderful about it. So much more wonderful than I could ever be. She even says she's sure we're going to love the apartment.
We are going to love it. And you stop feeling guilty.
You mean it's all right for me to be so happy? In spite of her being so sad.
You go right ahead and be happy.
Are you?
Yes.
There's an extra room, David.
There is, eh?
What do we use it for?
Oh, I have to think it over.
What about the walls, David? What color are we going to paint them?
Well, we'll have to think that over, too.
Say, we've got an awful lot of thinking to do. And an awful lot of thanking, David.
You bet.
You know, an hour ago I was so happy I thought I'd bust. Now because I'm a little sad, in a way I feel even happier. Does that make sense?
Profound sense, darling.
You too?
Me too.
Darling, do you think we're going to be 6 times as happy on the 12th floor as we've been on the 2nd?
Wait and see.
Oh, I wish it were now. I wish it were now.
All story material used on this broadcast of Claudia was under the supervision of Rose Franken and William Brown Maloney. When guests say, don't go to a lot of trouble, they mean it. Folks enjoy hospitality more when it's effortless. That's one of the many blessings of ice-cold Coca-Cola. Not only is it delicious and refreshing, but serving it is the simplest, easiest form of hospitality you can offer. So keep it always on hand in your refrigerator. Buy it by the case and earn a well-deserved reputation for successful entertaining. Enjoy the pause that refreshes both hostess and guest. Every day, Monday through Friday, Claudia comes to you transcribed with the best wishes of your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So listen again Monday at the same time. And now this is Joe King saying au revoir and remember... Whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes.
And that concludes this track of Claudia on Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. Previous and future Claudia episodes can be found on my Claudia playlist. If you enjoy listening to this series, please like the track and or leave a comment. Your feedback helps me determine the programming on Heirloom Radio. Thank you, and I do appreciate you listening. Until next time, stay safe and stay well.